We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on a big day, big Wednesday at One Bills Drive, with the news coming out today that defensive back Aaron Williams has agreed to terms on a contract extension. Congratulations to you, Aaron. That's great news for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I was thinking of where you were a year ago today in your career. You know, you had the rookie contract with the Bills. You had some success, some, struggles in the first couple of years. Have you given yourself a chance to think about how far you've come in the last year?
Not yet. It still hasn't hit me yet so far. But I'm really blessed that I have the opportunity to finally, you know, complete my dream of getting that second contract and still being with a great franchise like the Bills.
When did the discussion start with you and the Bills, your agent and the Bills, more accurately?
Oh, man, I wish I knew that answer. Yeah. It's been on and off since after the season's ended. I would hear from my agent 1 week and then 3 weeks later, and then 4 weeks, and then 2 days.
Okay.
It's a lot of inconsistent stuff.
So. Yeah. But the team let you know, what, in your exit interview in late December?
Yeah, after my exit interview, they said they wanted to extend me, and my heart kind of jumped, and I was like, really? but it was great news afterwards, and I said, hey, you know, you can talk to my agent, and y'all can work it out, and contact me when things are done.
Which is probably the best way to do it, right?
Absolutely.
That's why you pay an agent.
Absolutely.
Were you surprised when you said your heart jumped and you thought, really, were you surprised that they were ready to talk about an extension?
I really was. You know, moving from being cornerback for 2 years and then having a successful season my third year at safety, I figured, you know, they need another year for me to prove myself. But I feel like they were confident in me to finally pull the trigger and say, hey, you know what, we like your game and we want to extend you.
You know, I asked you a minute ago about thinking back a year ago. How about thinking back 9 or 10 months ago when you got here for OTAs? And I've asked you this question before. I know you know it's coming. And they told you about moving to safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about that. At the time, you got to be thinking this. You had to be thinking this is not good at the time, back in last April.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back then I was like, man, I think, you know, it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
You know, when people move positions, it's sometimes not the best thing, but I felt like they saw something in me that, you know, would help the team out. And, you know, I'm really grateful that they did move me because I do feel a lot comfortable back there and with Jarius and Denoris. I'm glad they did it, and I'm not mad at all anymore. So just got to keep progressing in my game and put this team back in the playoffs.
Was there a point in OTAs or mini camp or training camp or even later when it kind of clicked in and you said, okay, I like this safety thing?
After, I think, the first day of, I think it was OTAs, I got my first pick, I think the first play.
Remember that?
When I was back there, and I said, oh, okay. Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah.
I might like this a lot. So ever since then, I got with Coach Henderson, and he's helped me out tremendously to get me where I'm at.
That was the next question I had. How much of a role does Coach Donnie Henderson have in your success last year and maybe even this extension?
Oh, huge. It's unbelievable what he's done to get me back to the old Aaron Williams, the guy who likes to have fun and is really intense out there in the field and doesn't worry about, you know, making plays to make the crowd happy, to make the fans happy. You do it to help your teammates and knowing that those guys are busting their butt every play and knowing that, you know, having out there and having fun is just the key of not, you know, stressing to make plays.
There was a time, though, Aaron, and again, this is from my perspective, outside looking in mini camps when it seemed like Coach Henderson was he was riding you almost a little bit. You had his constant attention. He would correct you almost after every play.
And it's funny that you said that because after my exit meeting, I always asked him, say, how come you're pretty harsh? I mean, you got to remember, it was a new position for me. He said, you know, I saw something in you that, you know, I've seen with my former players. You know, he's coached great guys.
Yeah.
You know, Ed Reed is one of the recent ones. He said, I saw something in you that I saw in Ed Reed, and I wanted you to perfect it. I didn't want you to be a slacker and think just because you switch positions and you think you're okay at it that you could be okay. I want you to be great. And I said, you know, I really appreciate it. And, you know, he has the same attitude as my dad, and they actually know each other. So you know, it's like seeing my dad in Buffalo again. So yeah. It's been great.
And you know, Aaron, it seemed like as the season went along and you settled into the position, he sort of backed off on you. He found other targets back there to pay attention to, it seemed like. Yeah. You know, I mean, there were some other guys who bore the brunt of his, I guess I call it tough love. I mean, he's paying attention to what you're doing, and he lets you know instantly you get that feedback.
Absolutely. And it is tough. It's just tough. It's not just tough love with me. It's tough love with everybody.
Yeah.
You can bring any of our DB guys in here, from Gilmore to Leo to Roby to any of the rookie guys. You know, if he feels, you know, confident enough to trust you to go out there and do your job without him riding on you every play, and he's going to let you play. But then again, if you're not doing your job, you know, it's going to be a long day for you. But, you know, this is kind of the great coaching tendencies he has of making great players.
Yeah. Aaron Williams, our guest, Bills defensive back, who signed a contract extension today. Aaron, you mentioned at your news conference earlier today that during that exit interview, they talked to you about becoming a leader. What do they have in mind, do you think?
Just, you know, letting guys know that, you know, put them in the right position to work hard and knowing that we're progressing as a team. We're progressing as a franchise to get back to where the great days where it used to be. They just want me to control the secondary and make sure guys are doing the right things and on and off the field. You know, just the role that Fred Jackson has, you know, he's really has a much respect for every player in the squad and even outside our team. Everybody knows Fred is a great leader, and I'm learning from him. You know, I've learned the last year what he's done, and, you know, it's not always about hoorah and being loud. You know, it's just about showing action.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you view that as a vocal thing, or is that more of just keep an eye on what I do and how I approach it and how I study maybe during the week?
Well, everybody is different in their leadership. I'm more of the hoorah guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm very vocal about what I say, and I'm very passionate and very intense about everything. You can see on the field that, you know, I like to celebrate and yell and let the other team know that we could come here to play. And that's the kind of attitude that I want my defense. I want my defense to have a nasty attitude, you know, not to where we get penalties left and right, 15-yard penalties, but let the offense know that, you know, we're not the same old Bills.
There is uncertainty in the backfield right now with nobody quite sure where Jarris Byrd is going to wind up. How are you handling that? What are you thinking about that these days?
Yeah, I'm with Byrd 110%. You know, whatever happens to him, you know, I'm always backing him up. And, I mean, we've had this discussion even during the season of, you know, what's going to happen. And he said, hey, don't worry about me. You know, handle your business as much as you can. You know, this business doesn't last long at all, and you'll understand when you get in my position to where you have to contract negotiations and everything. And I was like, man, but I really want you back. And he's like, yeah, and I would love to be back. And if it doesn't happen, I need you to keep doing what you're doing and be successful. And I said, you know, you ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do anything we can to have him back because, you know, our chemistry is just unbearable. You know, we have great chemistry back there. And, you know, if we don't have him back, you know, we still have great players like DeNorris and Duke Williams and other guys that have come through us and worked their butts off. So I'm actually really excited to be back and get this thing rolling.
Yeah. You know, it's a strange thing, and I don't know the fans fully comprehend what it's like for players who, you know, you're professionals, and this is your livelihood. This is your profession. You also are part of a team where you're supposed to, you know, keep the individual goals underneath the surface a little bit. But guys realize that. You realize you're doing what you have to do for your contract and getting this extension, and Jarris is going to do what he feels like he has to do. And when it's all said and done, you line up and play, right? Is that an accurate description?
Absolutely. And it's funny they say that because I've been getting harassed the last week about convince Jarris to stay, convince, and I've also seen, you know, fans say, you know, Jarris doesn't want to be here, let him leave, we don't want him. It's nothing that matter of fact, I can honestly tell you right now that Jarris would love to be back with us. It's the business side, and people need to understand that, you know, this business is not going to last us forever. You know, it's not like a career where you can guarantee yourself 20 years and then retire. You know, this average career here is 3 years. And when you have opportunity to make as much as you can, you know, you got to go for it. You know, you can't be worrying about pay cuts. And, I mean, people will just look at the stuff, you know, outside in. You need to look at it inside out.
Yeah.
So,
Aaron Williams, our guest, as he gets a contract extension. We can't let you go without having a question or two about your off-field passion, rodeo and horses. What have you been doing since the season ended?
I just got back from the American Rodeo in Dallas. I was in the PBR 3 days ago. Yeah, Saturday.
Okay.
Whenever that was. I've been moving around. I've been hanging out with my buddies, Tuff Cooper and Shin Hanchi, and, you know, enjoying that. You know, I've been really learning and seeing what it feels like to be in rodeo life and rodeo circuit, hanging out with them. And it's not easy at all.
No.
They travel nonstop.
They're professional athletes as well, rodeo Absolutely. Cowboys.
And it's funny because I went down there actually behind the chutes watching Tuff warm up. And I was like, dude, why are you warming up? He's like, man, I got to warm up just like y'all do.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? You just get off a horse and you go? I was like, no. You got to, you know, what if it happens if you pull a muscle? You're screwed. There goes your, you know, 2 months' pay of rent and stuff. I was like, yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, they have to warm up just like we do, and they warm their horses up, and their horses are sweating before they even, you know, go out there and perform.
You still have it in the back of your mind that someday you might be at that level, be a rodeo cowboy? You could do that?
Without a doubt. You know, that's a few years.
Yeah. Cleared that with anybody before you signed the extension? Want to run that by a few people.
Yeah, they know. But, you know, when football ends, that's what my career is going to be. And it's something I'm really passionate about. It's just not a hobby for me.
Right.
I really love, you know, dealing with horses and the rodeo circuit. And Tuff and Shane know that. Actually, I'm going to hang out with them when I get back to Austin. They're coming to the Austin rodeo, so I get them showing around my side of town.
Sure.
And hang out, so it's gonna be fun.
How old can guys ride in rodeos? How old do those careers last?
Oh, those careers last for a while. There's a guy right there. There's a few guys out there right now. One of them is Fred Whitfield, probably one of the most accomplished African American cowboys out there in the rodeo circuit right now. I think he's above 40.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could ride a long time as long as you keep your body right, just like NFL.
Yeah.
Keep your body right. You know, you don't know the longevity you have. But there's guys out there 40 plus still doing it.
Hey, Aaron, last question. Back to football for a second. Shake up at the top of the Bills coaching staff with Jim Schwartz coming in, some new coaches on the defensive side of the ball. I know you haven't had a chance to talk football with the coaching staff yet, but what do you expect? And what can you guys do to follow up last year defensively?
Man, I expect the same thing we did last year. Hopefully break the sack record again. Being number one in interceptions, being at least – no lower than top 10 defense. We want to pursue the top five. You know, being aggressive, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, our D line is, you know, I think most of our D line was Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah, three
so,
of them. Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of expectations this year, and we put a lot of a big standard for us last year, and we have to follow up against this year or else it's going to be a failure.
Thank you very much for this. I'm really happy for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Aaron Williams, defensive back, gets a contract extension for the Buffalo Bills. We've got more to come. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.